Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Hi, I'm Scott Hahn, and I'd like to invite you personally to join me and Breadbox Media on August 24th in New Oxford, Pennsylvania, for a day of spiritual renewal. I'll be presenting three talks, one on St. Joseph, one on the sacrament of matrimony, and another one on the Holy Eucharist. Learn more and register at breadboxmedia.com/PA conference. I hope to see you there.
Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Good morning, Philip.
Hello, Ricardo. This is a really basic question that I should know at this point, but where do you live? Do you live at your parish?
I do. So I'm a member of the community of St. Paul. When I came back from Washington from studying canon law, I decided to stay in the rectory because it's really across the street from the house of the community. And I live with two other priests, Father Anthony, who is the pastor of St. Patrick's, and Father Ron Gramza, who is a senior priest, and it's interesting.
But you like living in the rectory. You know, sometimes you have the option of living at different places, and you're in specialized ministry. You could live maybe like closer to the chancery office.
Well, I think I'm 30 minutes away from the chancery, the way Spaniards drive, and that's good. For me, it's good to be at the parish because I'm someone who convinces himself that 3 minutes are really 6 minutes. So I can do a lot, like 3 minutes before Mass. And then it's very convenient that I sleep 100 yards away. Yards, you say?
Yeah.
100 feet away.
We'd say feet, but
I sleep very close to where I work.
Right.
I think that's a good thing, especially these morning masses.
Yeah.
But mainly because I may be doing something last minute and it's very convenient not to have to commute.
Yeah.
What about you?
I live at Christ King, so I live at one of the two parishes. St. Bernard's does not have a rectory, and I appreciate it. It's a nice space. I like being there for a whole lot of reasons, both spiritual, practical. It really helps. One of my bedroom wall is actually against the church. So when the organ is being played, I can hear the kind of the hum of the organ, which is a really interesting sound because you only hear parts of it. So I try to guess what's being played if something's happening there and I'm not there.
Yeah, we are two guys and a gospel. As Father Philip said, he's the pastor at Christ King and St. Bernard Parishes in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin.
Yeah, and I'm here with Father Ricardo Martin, who just spoke. He's the pastor of Sacred Heart Parish in Racine, Wisconsin. And he's also the vice chancellor here in the Archdiocese, working with here in the chancery office.
And we are two guys and a gospel, and the gospel is from Luke. This Sunday you may hear a longer or a shorter gospel. We have that option sometimes. And Father Philip and I are really normally take the longer version, which is Luke's gospel, chapter 12, verses 32 to 48.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not be afraid any longer, little flock, for your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your belongings and give alms. Provide money bags for yourselves that do not wear out, an inexhaustible treasure in heaven that no thief can reach nor moth destroy. For where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. Gird your loins and light your lamps, and be like servants who await their master's return from a wedding, ready to open immediately when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds vigilant on his arrival. Amen, I say to you, he will gird himself, have them recline at table, and proceed to wait on them. And should he come in the second or third watch and find them prepared in this way, blessed are those servants. Be sure of this: if the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." Then Peter said, "Lord, is this parable meant for us or for everyone?" And the Lord replied, Who then is the faithful and prudent servant whom the master will put in charge of his servants to distribute the food allowance at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master on arrival finds doing so. Truly I say to you, the master will put the servant in charge of all his property. But if that servant says to himself, "My master is delayed in coming," and begins to beat the men servants and the maid servants, to eat and drink and get drunk, then that servant's master will come on an unexpected day and at an unknown hour, and will punish the servant severely, and assign him a place with the unfaithful. That servant who knew his master's will, but did not make preparations nor act in accord with his will, shall be beaten severely. And the servant who was ignorant of his master's will, but acted in a way deserving of a severe beating, shall be beaten only lightly. Much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more. So that's the longer version. When the part, then Peter said, that's the beginning of the longer version. Mm-hmm. So if you're at the short version, we won't hear that second part there. Okay. What do you think? I mean, I think Jesus is still, this is from last week, you know, he's still speaking and still hammering home that reality of being attentive to your possessions, attentive to your gifts, and that really powerful line, where your treasure is, there also will your heart be.
Mm-hmm. And I would insist on what I was thinking last week about the summary of the idea. You have to be ready. You have to grasp the day. You have to be able to seize the opportunity. It seems to me that it's something that it's a bit in the background of today's gospel. I don't know if you agree. But this be ready, gird your loins. Would you explain that to me?
Yeah, so gird your loins. That's not a common English
light your lamps.
Expression, I think, really from the Bible here. But so gird is to put something around you like a belt. Mm-hmm. And then loins are something, it's kind of like the lower back, is that right? Almost in a sense, the hips.
So this may be like a Greek idiom. As any other language, you know what an idiom is. Languages do, and I'm a fan of idioms. When I learn English, I love idioms because they're so funny. And sometimes they're just a literal translation of the same idiom in Spanish. Sometimes it has nothing to do. An idiom is like it's raining like cats and dogs.
Right.
Whereas in Catalan we say plou a pots i barrals, which has nothing to do with cats and dogs, but the idea is the same. So we think gird your loins is really an idiom in Greek.
And be ready. Be ready for your master's return from a wedding. The other kind of reality that comes to mind is about relationships, mm-hmm. you know, just that relationship with Jesus. But all of this is about relationships and what that means for being ready or not being mm-hmm. ready.
Yeah.
Remember always, and I think this is so important to remind anyone, and especially those, I think sometimes who are kind of in the pew for a long time, we don't know the day or the hour that Jesus is coming.
Mm-hmm.
There have been claims, sometimes clearly fraudulent, and sometimes that seem quite spiritual, of, all right, in 12 years, the world is going to end, or, mm-hmm. or the Lord is coming and these are the signs. I think you need to be aware of the signs, but the Lord said you don't know the day or the hour.
And we have interpreted it many times as the time of death, which happens. We know that death can be very unexpected. But I would prefer to take this in general. You don't know when you are going to have a moment of opportunity, a very important moment in faith or otherwise. And every appointment, everything you do, every dialogue you have, every conversation, you have to be ready for everything, because who knows what may happen. No? Spiritually, I would say, for instance, in Easter, I would say the risen Christ may appear to you, maybe not in the form of a vision, but in some situation, in some family that comes knocking at the door, someone who makes an appointment with you as priests, but otherwise also. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Like, but it's in the details. Mm. It's not going to be a light from the sky, probably. Mm-hmm. But it's in the details of life.
But be prepared when it says be prepared, because we don't know the hour, the day of the hour. But I think it means more than just the end of the world, as you said. Mm-hmm. But I think it means more than just death. I think it means that things may happen at any time. So we have to be ready.
We've all been blessed with much. And so Jesus' last words here to Peter.
Fascinating.
Much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more.
I think of that line sometimes, and that what Jesus is saying there is it relates to faith life, because that's kind of the area that we spend our day-to-day lives in, at least the two of us. But, you know, those who know more, those who are around, those who have what I would call a stronger faith life, there's also so much more expected of you. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I have less tolerance from someone in that situation with pettiness or with kind of falling into things that they really should know better. You should know better. You know, mm-hmm. just it's that old line from our parents as you mm-hmm. get older. And this is a long and convoluted way of saying we need to treat people differently and we should have different expectations of people.
That's very true.
Does that make sense? That's probably the more concise way to say it.
My last comment about this gospel would be something we've said before, and I think we mentioned it last week. The person put in charge is a steward. If we would look even at our own lives, even my body doesn't belong to me. My talents don't belong to me. My wife, my husband don't belong to me. My children don't belong to me. I've been asked to be a steward of these gifts. It's a great way to put it. I remember at Sacred Heart, we did a series, the concept of series, but I think you would have liked this one. It was about the seven principles of Catholic social teaching. And one of the ideas that you see, one of the principles, one of the background principles about our social teaching is that we don't believe that our body is ours, mm-hmm. which it's a very clear distinction with other approaches. No, it's my body. I decide what to do with it. That's not what Christians believe.
Right. I agree.
We are stewards even of our own bodies.
There's a lot in this gospel. So head to Mass this weekend and hear this gospel at your local parish.
And if you like the podcast, leave a review from other podcasts I listen to. It seems that's a way to let people know that the podcast exists.
All right. Take care. I'll see you next week.
See you there.
This is international Catholic singer Anna Nuzzo, inviting you to join me and Father Dan Cambra of the Marian Fathers on a select international tour's Divine Mercy pilgrimage to Poland and the Czech Republic. It takes place in September of 2019, and we would love for you to join us. For more information, go to my website, annanuzzo.com. Thank you, and God bless.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.